From dinner to drinks now, and the announcement that wine buffs are sending a dozen bottles of wine into space. Now, it's not a Stardonnay or a Riesling Slingshot or a Merlot. It's a dozen bottles of Bordeaux. Now, regrettably for them, the astronauts won't even be allowed to drink it.
To find out why on Earth, or perhaps more accurately, not on Earth, you would want to do that, we're joined by scientist and wine expert Claire Bryant. Who's doing this?
So the space agency NASA are actually sending the wine into space, and there's a guy from the Bordeaux region who has a close association with them, so they've decided to send a case of Bordeaux into space.
Why?
That's a very good question, and I'm not sure I have an answer to it. The spiel they're giving us is that it's an experiment where they're retaining one case of the Bordeaux in Bordeaux in a perfectly temperature-controlled cellar, and they're sending the other case into space to be kept for a year on the space station.
That's a case-control study.
A case-control study, where it will be stored at 18 degrees in space. Then they'll bring it back and presumably analyse it.
What might happen?
This is all based around the ability to age a wine. So wine aging is a really interesting concept where a very good quality wine, and it's only really the good quality wines that will age well, will change in texture, taste, aromas, and these factors happen over time. So a long maturation of wine will eventually end up with a complex, interesting product. So taking it into space, because you're changing the environment, potentially could, I guess, age a wine faster, because everybody would love to know a way of speeding up the wine aging process, because then you can sell a mature wine faster. Because one of the things that costs money with a wine that age is actually having to store it until it's ready to drink.
One aspect of this is that the wine ends up on the shelf, it's laid down to bottle age.
Yeah.
Could there be some impact, therefore, of not ending up with... There must be a gradient in the wine where some of the heavier molecules will end up at the bottom, some of the sediment will end up at the bottom. People say it's a mark of a good wine if you get that nice sediment pooling at the bottom of the wine. So it sounds like it's just gratuitous marketing, doesn't it? But do you think there could be some sensible aspect to this, and might see some interesting chemistry?
Yeah, I mean, the sediment that you get is due to the tannin. So part of the aging process with tannins is that eventually they go from being long chains to sort of aggregates of short chains, and they then form sort of sediment, and the sediment drops out in the wine. But I think with sending a case for a year in space, the kind of other factors that alter the way a wine ages, as well as temperature, is vibration. There's clearly going to be a vibrational process taking a case into space. But also radiation. So one of the things you do when you store wine is you store it in the dark, because the UV light generates free radicals and that causes problems. So presumably they're thinking about the effects potentially of gravity or microgravity, different space radiation, and what that might actually do to the way in which the wine ages.
Because there have been booze cruises into space before, haven't there? This isn't a first in that respect.
No, it's not. So the Russians, when they went up to the Mir space station, I believe it was called, used to smuggle vodka with them. They'd actually lose weight and tuck the vodka in their suits and then take it with them when they went into space.
And the moon landings, they had a tipple as well, didn't they?
The moon landings, yeah, they took the communion wine onto the moon with them, and they poured it into the glass, and it kind of climbed its way out of the glass.
So would you indulge? Are you worried at all by radiation or irradiated wine?
Well, so interestingly, there was a really interesting presentation done by somebody at the Royal Society of Chemistry, and they actually talked about the effects of radiation and what it does to wine aging. And the problem is that actually, instead of not actually improving the wine, it can actually make it worse, because it can generate a bunch of volatile sulfurs, and that gives it a nasty smell. So I'm not so sure that this is such a good idea.